The Savage Garden by Mark Mills. For Caroline, Gus, and Rosie. While the sculptor was hewing the effigy of Brutus out of the marble, he came upon the spirit of crime and desisted. Latin inscription on Michelangelo's unfinished bust of Brutus. August 1958. Later, when it was over, he cast his thoughts back to that sunstruck May day in Cambridge, where it had all begun, and asked himself whether he would have done anything differently, knowing what he now did. It was not a question easily answered. He barely recognized himself in the carefree young man cycling along the towpath beside the river, bucking over the ruts, the bottle of wine dancing around in the bike basket. Try as he might, he couldn't penetrate the workings of that stranger's mind, let alone say with any certainty how he would have dealt with the news that murder lay in wait for him, just around the corner. Chapter 1. He was known primarily for his marrows. That made him a figure of considerable suspicion to the ladies of the Horticultural Society, who until his arrival on the scene had vied quite happily amongst themselves for the most coveted award in the vegetable class at their annual show. The fact that he was a newcomer to the village no doubt fueled their resentments. That he lived alone with a housekeeper some years younger than himself, a woman whose cast of countenance could only be described as oriental, permitted them to bury the pain of defeat in malicious gossip. That first year he carried off the prize, I can recall Mrs. Mead and her cronies huddled together at the back of the marquee, like cows before a gathering storm.